Well, I have been chilling with myself these days. It really ain't so bad. I sit and think about things yet to come, things I could have had. Must have seen a million people in this world throughout my life. I must have seen a million tears from hurting people as I cry. Jumped in the car and hit the gas, drove it coast to coast. I have seen mountains, deserts, ocean, cornfields, Elvis Presley's home. Beside the way I'm feeling when you sit next to me, it's like defying gravity. When you sit next to me, I am defying gravity. When you sit next to me, it goes against every scientific law known to man. When my feet come off the ground while you're holding my hand, I can't decide the way I'm feeling. When you sit next to me, it's like defying gravity. Well, I have been chilling with myself these days. It really ain't so bad. I sit and think about things yet to come, things I could have had. Must have seen a million people in this world throughout my life. I must have seen a million tears from hurting people as I cried. Jumped in the car and hit the grass, drove from coast to coast. I have seen mountains, deserts, ocean, cornfields, Elvis Presley's host. Beside the way I'm feeling when you sit next to me, it's like the fire. When you sit next to me, I am defying gravity. When you sit next to me, it goes against every scientific law known to man. When my feet come off the ground while you're holding my hand, I can't decide the way I'm feeling. When you sit next to me, it's like defying gravity.
Big Daddy.
So my parents used to go to Charleston, South Carolina every year for vacation. My dad had timeshare out there. And my mom, God rest her soul, she'd make sure he went to church no matter where we were on vacation. And I don't know if you've ever been in Charleston, South Carolina, but being a Methodist Midwest raised, a Southern Baptist South Carolina church was a big culture shock. But they got down in there, and I was amazed with the music, and there was this lady named Ruby. She was there every year in a choir, and she just tore it apart with her voice. And I remember going one year, and she was gone, and I asked the preacher where she went, and he said she took off with a rock and roll band. And I never did find out what happened to her, but I kind of wrote a song on what I think happened to her, so I hope you like it. It's called Ruby.